Welcome to the Gold Buckets podcast. I'm your host once again, Yaga, and I'm here with my nearest and dearest co-hosts who seem to be all up in their feelings more times these days. But let's forget about that. Let's see how they are doing. Joshua, how are you doing this week, this fine week?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm okay. You know, I'm not supporting a club that draws 0-0 with Valencia, you know, and can't win a game these days, you know.
You support a club that plays Thursday night football. That's embarrassing, you know.
Who's supporting a club like that? Who are you referring to?
I'm referring to
you. You're definitely not referring to me.
I'm referring to the great Red Devils. That's what I'm referring to.
Joshua, own your team. It's yours.
That's not my team, man. That's not my team.
Anyway, that one aside, how are you doing, Hamza? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. Barcelona won. It's a beautiful week. We are alive.
You know,
Messi is back in Ballon d'Or contention all of a sudden.
No, please, Abel. There are so many holes in that Barcelona defense. It's a little bit scary.
And as I was saying before this Thursday night football fan interrupted me. Good luck to Liverpool on Sunday night.
Against, now move on. Okay, against, let's start with, UEFA Champions League. I was going to put a UEFA Champions League intro into this thing, but then, I don't know, maybe if I have the time, I'll put it. The way you just sounded in my earphones now, man, you are loud. Anyway, on Tuesday, which games are on Tuesday again? Okay, yeah. On Tuesday, we had Juve beating Young Boys 3-0. Dubala hat-trick without C. Ronaldo. I don't want to push my agenda about C. Ronaldo right now. So, we'll push Juventus to the last
team. If you don't push it to me, I'll push it.
I'll push Juventus to the last team we'll talk about.
It's Young Boys. Even a so-called secondary school division 5 team called Man United beat Young Boys 3-0. And Pogba almost scored a hat-trick. So Dybala hat-trick is not impressive.
That's not the agenda let's I was move. Going to push. No, that's but just
not,
hold on.
That's not the agenda. First,
let's move on with more important things.
Okay, let's see. Roma beat Victoria Pleasant 5-0. Dzeko scored a hat-trick, you know, blah, blah, blah. They are fond of scoring more than 3 goals in a game. Barcelona can relate. Man City beat Hoffenheim 2-1. A lucky win, seriously, because those guys, they are not convincing so far in the Champions League. But
how was it lucky? How?
It was lucky. Now they scored the last minute goal. It was lucky.
The referee was unfair to Man City.
How? Oh, Hoffenheim were lucky. It didn't go.
The referee was seriously unfair to Man City. Like Hoffenheim was the lucky one. Like they were the lucky ones.
Like in terms of like what the referee was doing, what cheating or what?
Like they just didn't get calls they were supposed to get. That's what I'm saying.
But anyway,
this is our Manchester rivals I'm talking about. So if I'm talking like this,
they were cheated.
Yeah.
Well, that one aside, say one of the most shocking. Okay, not shocking to me. Okay, maybe shocking to some people, but the world best could not drive his team in Moscow, a city that he dominated during the World Cup. He could not take his Real Madrid team to beat CSKA Moscow. I don't know what type
he didn't dominate. He lost the final there. The only game he played in that stadium, he lost.
It doesn't matter. In a country that he dominated, supposedly.
And but the stadium on that particular pitch, he didn't dominate anything.
Baby,
it was dominated by United's world-class central midfielder.
Well, who is even
one that is joining Barcelona in January?
Who is even in CSKA Moscow serve that this thing? They considered really early, 2 minutes.
Yuri Zhirkov.
Bale didn't play. Akinfeev got a red card in the last minute. I don't know what to say about Real Madrid so far. They've not scored in 3 consecutive matches. And when
Akinfeev kept his first Champions League clean sheet against Real Madrid.
But the thing is that when Real Madrid were doing okay at the beginning of the season and everybody was like, whoa, look, oh, see this team, they're doing better. They're doing better without C. Ronaldo. Now that C. Ronaldo has gone, everybody is free. But now, it looks like...
The dust has cleared.
It looks like they need C. Ronaldo. What do you think, Joshua? Do you think they actually need... They miss C. Ronaldo that much?
Real Madrid?
Yeah.
But haven't I been saying this even before the season started? That they are going to miss Real Madrid. I think it's not even a question we should be asking. 100% yes.
So
they will flop without
Cristiano Ronaldo. So you're not saying you don't think Real Madrid are going to go 4 times in a row?
No. No. I think they might even go like a decade drought without the Champions League. When was the last time they won the Champions League, like before 2014? It was like more than a
2002. Sure, they were chasing La Decima for a long time.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that thing again.
I doubt.
As United creeps up and closes in on that La Decima or whatever.
Which United is that one?
Newcastle United.
Better, because I don't know which other United you're talking about that's going to close the gap on Real Madrid. Real Madrid are leading United. United have 3 Champions League now.
Yeah.
Ah, please. Real Madrid
is 13.
No, they are far away.
Let them close the gap on Liverpool first.
Yeah. True talk. But let's move on. Let's go on to which other team played again. Okay, let's go on to star boy Neymar. You know, big man, scored 2 free kicks in a splendid hat-trick. The second free kick was so good, even the goalkeeper had to just be like, man, what can I do? I couldn't do anything, man. It's just brilliant. Do you think that Neymar gets too much of a bad rep just because of the diving thing, that everybody should just get away from that and accept the brilliance that is Neymar?
Nope.
Neymar, on a good day, on Neymar's good day, Neymar can be the best player in the world.
The best.
On his bad day, he's really bad. Neymar is rated exactly where he should be.
Which is what?
On Hazard's level.
Hazard's level. So you're saying he and Hazard are on the same, like...
They're mates.
Nah, man, I'm not going to agree with that nonsense. What? Neymar is not Hazard's mate. In any shape or form.
Hazard is better.
Hazard is better than Neymar.
No. Neymar is better than Hazard now. What are you saying? Don't confuse me. Neymar is better than Hazard by far. Hazard's mate is a little bit above Modric. You get me?
Neymar is above Modric.
Yeah.
The same Neymar that
is above the FIFA best. Neymar that was cut out of
the same Neymar that was anonymous against Liverpool.
I'm talking on pure ability. Let me give you a list of my top 5 in terms of pure ability.
On pure ability, Neymar is not even as good as Robinho.
Robinho is in jail right now. I'm talking about players that are playing.
Robinho never achieved anything significant.
Neymar led Brazil to their first ever Olympic gold medal.
I beg, don't.
He has done that already. You get. So don't bring up Robinho. That guy is in jail. Talking of people that might be in jail soon, let's finally go back to Juventus. You guys heard about, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo and all that, you know, cheese about what he did. Let me look for how Juventus said it. Juventus said what he did 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah. I should know better than to expect class from Juventus. I mean, the man cheated to win some league titles. They had to be sent down to the third division. They were cheats for a long time. So I don't think I expect class from those guys. So Juventus are saying the events allegedly dating back to almost 10 years ago do not change this opinion, which is shared by everyone who has come into contact with this great champion. C. Ronaldo has shown in recent months his great professionalism and dedication, which is appreciated by everyone at Juventus. this means nothing. Like, for goodness sake, this means nothing. They're accusing your guy of rape. That's what they're accusing C. Ronaldo of. Professionalism,
you know,
has nothing to do with what is happening here.
It has nothing. That's the funniest part. It has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Like, what's...
You know, it's just hilarious, you know.
Like, what's the point? Like, what are they saying?
God bless Florentino Perez.
Like, I just feel like maybe they just looked at, oh, man, see, Ronaldo, we got your back. And then they posted just nonsense, man. Let's get...
No, part of the reasons Ronaldo left Real Madrid was because he felt like the club didn't have his back, or they refused to put out a statement.
So
they had the whole tax issue and everything. And then he got to Juventus at the first opportunity he got. Juventus could not even push back a bit. Just fell like dominoes.
They just wanted to show that, oh, they're different. They're different from Real Madrid. Joshua doesn't...
And Joshua does look like Askerson to me.
Joshua doesn't even know what is happening so far. But let me give him a summary. 10 years ago, C. Ronaldo was in a party with a lady. And then they went into a hotel, and then the lady, like, accused C. Ronaldo of rape. And as at 10 years ago, C. Ronaldo, like, paid her off. Imagine, paid her off, like, and dropped a statement. A statement of that 10 years ago was very, very bad. Like, he was talking about how the lady was saying no, yeah, but she was making herself open, which, I don't know. It was confusing to me. But Isha paid her, and then they had an agreement. But then due to the current climate now of the world, now social media and how the Me Too movement is going, the feminist movement is going, empowering the ladies and all of that, the lady now got some courage to finally come out and speak and then say that, so time, she was raped by Cristiano Ronaldo. That's what she said. That's her side of the story. Now, she has some big points. Some of the big points she has against Ronaldo is that C. Ronaldo has a statement to that effect, confirming that he actually, like, went against her wish. That's number one. He knew this lady and they were actually in the hotel. That's number two. Those are some of the big points that she had. She actually told C. Ronaldo, and then C. Ronaldo paid her off to not speak. That's three big, big, huge points. But now, 10 years later, C. Ronaldo makes a statement saying he strongly denies doing these things. I don't know, man. Like, Hamza, what do you think? How is he looking for C. Ronaldo right now, man?
If you catch a man committing fraud, will he say he committed it outright?
Because he even did an Instagram video saying that the girl is jealous of his family, your gold diggers that want to, that they see that it's...
No, it just sounds typical. I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, this is supposed to be a sports show.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
After that, and I wish we could... I want us to actually move on from this quickly, but then...
Yeah.
It sounds typical of, you know, of a situation whereby someone is really just... clutching at every straw possible to get out of the situation. Simple.
Yeah, it does. But anyway, let's move on from it. Hopefully, Joshua gets in the loop about what his so-called GOAT is doing.
Joshua.
This is not good.
It's
deep.
2018. There's the internet now.
you see Joshua's face. He's like, damn. See Ronaldo rape. Oh, damn. He had
to. 2018. The internet exists, Joshua.
Is that it can't be you, bro. Tell me it's not true, bro. that's the look on Joshua's face right now. But don't worry, we're gonna move quickly so that you don't get too uncomfortable about how poor your goat is. Now let's go to Wednesday.
I came to talk about football.
Let's go to Wednesday.
Let's go to the real goat.
I'm not opening my mouth unless we're talking about football.
Let's go to Wednesday's matches. Napoli delivered a masterclass to beat Liverpool yesterday. It was incredible football. They played well. If not
completely outplayed Liverpool.
They outplayed Liverpool. Liverpool didn't have a shot on target for 90 minutes. A team that boasts of three of the most gifted strikers. or maybe two and a half.
Offense, Salah.
Or maybe two and a half, depending on how you
the
look at Salah.
The other one is a popular Nigerian stew or soup, right?
Yeah, offense, Salah. Is it Salah? They say Mohamed Salah turned from Mohamed Salah to Offen Salah. Offen Salah is his stew. So, like, he's... I don't know what's wrong with him right now. I think maybe we should give him time. Maybe we should give him time, but, like, right now he's looking really horrible. And kudos to Napoli. Kudos to Carlo Ancelotti. Who watched the game? Joshua, did you watch the game? Because you need to.
I watched the game.
You liked what Napoli did.
It just shows how good Ancelotti is, actually.
As a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would like him at United, right?
No. He's a good coach.
Why? He has a Premier League title.
He does, actually, but... Okay, I wouldn't mind him at United, actually. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't mind him at United, but that's not my first choice.
Interesting.
I respect him as a coach. I actually respect him as a coach. I think everywhere he's gone, he's proven himself. To me,
yeah. So
he's proven himself everywhere he's gone. So.
And he always, like, he has a Champions League in almost every team he has coached. Yeah, he has a Champions League in almost every team he has coached. Only,
except Chelsea.
Yeah, except Chelsea. I even thought that was Morata. I knew Morata could not be that skillful.
Did he get the Champions League with Bayern?
No. Oh yeah, he didn't even get a Champions League in Bayern safe. But Sha has a Champions League in AC Milan and in Real Madrid.
Yeah.
That's good, because Champions League these days, it has lost its luster since Real Madrid started winning it every year. Anyway, that's Napoli beating Liverpool. What other big game happened? We have Borussia Dortmund beating Monaco 3-0. Now, let's talk about Monaco, because their coach was supposed to be the next in line after Mourinho, Leonardo Jardim.
The coach is supposed to be what after what? After who?
But Monaco
is surprised that guy kept his job after last season, because I feel like they had a terrible season last season.
Yeah, they did, but like...
So they tried, they got back later on, but then, I don't know, the guy has nine lives, I guess.
Man, but right now, he's tanking. He's really tanking. Like, Monaco hasn't won in a long, long time. Like, man, what's
you
going on?
Well, the thing is, you can't really put everything down to him, yeah?
Yeah.
The club, after their successful league season... The club came and sold everybody that was that knew how to play football.
Mbappe,
now this
Thomas
year they lost
Lamar,
Neymar,
Fabinho.
So
the man just gone. You know they actually just sold Mbappe, because Mbappe was on loan last season.
Yeah.
Bombo Clat.
They have 180 million in their cupboard somewhere. I don't think they invested it in anybody.
No, but then Monaco is like, what do you expect Monaco to do with that kind of money? Like, it's not like they are.
When they were buying Falcao, they had money, didn't they?
Yeah, they had money when they were buying Falcao. But like, what do you expect? They are not a big draw for big players.
But at least there should be a big draw for French players.
Like who exactly?
They've good French players in the league.
I just feel Jardim has picked
the Sovans, the Depays.
I feel Jardim has picked. He has picked. He needs to get off that club. Maybe come to Manchester United.
Yeah, like for like.
What do you think? What, no, Joshua, you don't want Jardim in your team?
Nope.
Man, you people, you don't know what is good for your team, Seth.
You know what is good, man.
You don't. Because Jardim is a fantastic coach. Forget he has not won a match this season, but he's a fantastic coach. Anyway, let's go. Paco Alcacer, yeah. Just when Barcelona need a quality number 9, here comes Paco Alcacer at Borussia Dortmund doing things. So it begs me to ask this simple question.
The lack of game time, I've answered it for you.
No, like, is it not when you have a striker that has proven himself to be a good goal scorer, like how Paco Alcacer was at Valencia? What do you think was the biggest problem for Paco Alcacer at Barcelona?
Pedigree.
Is pedigree? What do you mean pedigree?
You have Suarez, you have Paco Alcacer. You would always play Paco Alcacer. I mean, you always play Suarez ahead of Alcacer.
Even when
nine times out of ten.
Even when Suarez was in a shocking, like was shocking performance wise. You're still going to play him.
You know what they say about great players? They always play their way back into form. But Suarez has not played his way back into form for a couple of years now. So, well, what's done is done.
It's funny to me.
This is most likely Suarez's last season. I keep saying it.
Yeah, it should be. Think... It should be because I'm actually tired of that guy. That guy has been playing like rubbish. But anyway, let's go on.
I don't think Tuna will renew his contract that expires next year, and someone will probably come and sweep him up. So
yeah, it's possible.
Expires in 2020. Sorry. So at the end of this season, 2019, someone will probably
come and take him. Maybe
you come to Man United.
Yeah, he should go to Man United. Is Man United right now? It needs some retirement players, some players that can actually win. Anyway,
you know, funny thing is, Lukaku can go to Barcelona and become 10 times the striker he is right now.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, when he's at Barcelona, he won't really have time to be doing those useless leg overs he has been doing. But anyway, let's go to Jose.
Who's the best striker in the Premier League now?
The best striker in the Premier League is Sergio Aguero.
Sergio Aguero.
Okay, so we can't get him. Because I know what we usually do is get the best forward.
Yeah, you can get Harry Kane now.
Nah.
Why? We'll pass. Did you see the way he cleared Semedo?
I don't like English players.
You don't see the way he cleared Semedo?
I don't like English players. Let's move on.
That was funny, man.
That man cleared Semedo like, guy, please excuse me.
And Messi punished him for that.
Oh, please.
God.
Messi should come and play defense, so, because the way people are playing defense now is horrible. Anyway, just like that, let's transition to Tottenham versus Barcelona. Number one thing I want to talk about is this. Did you guys see how Wembley Stadium looked? Joshua, let me ask you. Did you see Wembley Stadium?
In terms of fans?
No, in terms of the pitch. The pitch is a disgrace.
Really? I didn't actually notice. I'm not going to.
You didn't notice. The center of the park was brown.
Wow.
Yeah, the center of the park was brown. Like,
then that's disgraceful for like the biggest, like the highest capacity stadium in England.
I don't know what they were doing.
The excuse was that they had a boxing game at the weekend, so they didn't have enough time to prep up the pitch for the game. Well, that's the excuse.
Was the boxing game on the grass?
Yes, it was.
They boxed on the grass, like Gidigba Gidigba in Nigeria.
The ring was in the grass. Relax.
Okay. I thought you meant they boxed on the ground like Gidigbo. Like, they drew a circle on the ground and they were just boxing. It would have been surprising to watch. But... okay, apart from Wembley's horrible stadium, let's talk about the fact that why does it have to be when Messi destroys another English team that we now start knowing that Messi is someone there?
You noticed that, Faith, too. You know, it's whenever Messi plays well against England.
When he plays well against
that
England, that's when people start remembering is a bado.
Can you imagine? I thought I was the only one that noticed it yesterday.
Yeah, Messi does this thing normal.
It shows how much the British media influences the general opinion in the world football.
Yeah, they are really strong. But what do you think about Messi? Can Messi do it in England?
Do what
he has 22 goals against the top 16.
Can he dominate England?
More than some players that play in the league.
Yeah, it's true, Seth.
He can do what?
More than any player that plays in the league.
Which team? The only team is... he can dominate in his city. As if he plays for Man City.
No, he can dominate England.
He cannot dominate in England. I talk about this current Messi that we're watching.
Yeah.
That looked out of the game for most parts yesterday.
What do you mean out of the game? Someone that was...
Let me explain something to you. That game, the Tottenham's downfall was they went with this theory that you stop Messi, you stop Barcelona, which backfired for them. Because you saw goals coming from different angles. You saw Rakitic. You saw Coutinho involved. Coutinho actually having fun in that midfield.
Mm-hmm.
They seem only concerned with Messi. And they didn't do like a great job at keeping Messi out of the game. But they did a decent job. And Messi was... yes, he scored two fantastic goals. I mean, class. And then great footballing IQ by Suarez for the last goal.
The dummies you get. But Mr. Dummy.
There was actually an initial dummy before that, like two dummies before it actually got to Messi, which was actually impressive. But I think those goals was basically like right position, right time. It was more of like, Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, let me be honest with you. Messi, compared to Messi of maybe 2 years ago, he was not as involved as he usually is in that game.
I would disagree with you, because I felt when I saw him in that game, I was like, man, this guy is really in the mood to score. He hit the bar twice, the same way, the same how. Like,
I'm not talking about involved in his shots on target. I'm talking about the guy used to dribble from halfway, like from the center of the pitch to the 18-yard area. Mm-hmm. I don't see that anymore. But anyway,
of course, he's old now. You don't expect him to do all that again.
I'm expecting too much from
from a 30-year-old guy, a family man for that matter, with no scandals. That is my goat. Go goat.
I believe Kiva didn't watch the same game we all watched yesterday.
Me, Sef, I'm surprised, because I felt like he was even tired. Like, at the end of the game, he was even really tired.
After his fourth goal, he was tired.
He was really tired. So he needed that break. Anyway,
it's funny because the British press came out and said, this is surely one of Messi's top 10 performances. And isn't even top 15. This just shows the bias against Messi or the...
This is the bare minimum.
Basic Messi. And everyone was really having an orgasm over it.
I'm surprised.
That's not his top 15, right?
Yeah.
And is that not what I'm basically saying? That Messi can be like... It was a good... I'm not saying
a performance that is not Messi's best 50 is better than your best United's player's best ever performance.
What are you talking about?
You're deviating from the topic.
Why are you a deviator like this?
I'm not deviating, I'm just letting him know that. He might say that. He believes that Messi didn't play too good yesterday.
He didn't.
And I'm
I'm saying for Messi...
The fact that he does this regularly doesn't make it less outstanding. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, anyway.
What I'm saying is, for Messi's standards, I'm not saying for a normal player's standards.
Okay.
I'm saying for Messi's standards, he did not play as well.
As normal. It's all right. It's fine.
I think I understand you now.
Yeah, we've come to the end of the... How I put it now? Of the Champions League segment. Next up is probably the preview, because forget the review of that Premier League this thing, because that one is gone. But before we even go, Sef, let me just put this one out there. Arsenal beat Karabag FC, which is actually a very decent side from Azerbaijan. Shout out Karabag FC, you are a good team. We beat them 3-0. Arsenal 8 wins in a row. You guys better recognize. you guys only write about Arsenal when they are losing. Now we have gone on an 8-match winning streak. We are not hearing pim. Anyway, when we come in though, we are coming silently, but we are coming though. Anyway, thank you very much. Let's go to the next one, which is the EPL and the league previews.